This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rahimi Harris and Grody wrapping up a New Year's Eve edition featuring our guy Gabe Ramirez today. Gabe, always fun to work with you, man.
Likewise.
It's called intermittent reunion shows of the OPB, the Oak Park Boys, G&G.
It's funny. Usually you and I just talk on the phone for 2 hours and do our own little radio show, right. And now we get to do it.
It's nice when we can bring it to the air and sometimes argue and sometimes have fun. That's the essence. Thanks to everybody for listening, for texting, for calling. We appreciate that. Can't wait to be with everybody in the year 2026, which is coming right up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to Sean Sears. It's not easy being the only guy running a two-person show with people coming in studio and leaving the studio. So thank you, Sean, for doing Sears. What you do. Sears, who, by the way, did pick the Chicago Bears to win. See if he can get back on track. We all need to get back on track sometimes in life. He is 15-1 after... Last week, Sean? Was that the week?
Yeah, it was the one loss.
Okay, you got your one loss. Thank yous as well to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And before we bring in Spiegel and Holmes, which we will do here momentarily, they're both here. They look great. They're ready to do a show. I want to ask, if you are a local business owner or employee, how would you like to have your commercial aired during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We've brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps you moving forward. Member FDIC. And now, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Gentlemen, what's going down?
Hi. It's great to see you boys back together again intermittently.
Yes, we are the intermittent traveling reunion show. That's what we do.
I'm disappointed. We did two last week. I thought we were going to do two this week, but you're ditching me on Friday.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, I can't. I mean, there's only so much I could do during a holiday week.
You're too good for that day.
Yeah.
That's it, Gabe.
Okay. Yeah. 2026 then changed you.
Who are you on with?
I'm on with Kate, my former co-host, Kate Constable.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
We'll be doing a nice show together.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
My initial plan was to work Friday until the Bears lost on Sunday.
Mm.
If the Bears were still playing for the number one seed, I would have done the show Friday.
It was not my initial plan.
It was not Speeds' initial plan.
It's been my plan since October to take that day off.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to that since October.
Well, it's weird because it's a company holiday.
Yeah.
Like that's
Friday?
Why. Yes. That's why a bunch of us are off is because it's a company holiday. And most of us didn't know that that was the case.
That's true. You alerted me to that about a week and a half ago. And I got a gig Friday night, so I'll go.
It's perfect.
I'll go ahead and make the sound check and the rehearsal over at Theater on
where
the Lake.
Where are you gigging? Where are you
Theater, on, the Lake. That's a lovely spot.
What are you going to become? You are becoming whom?
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's right. You did
Which
tell us that.
Which Doobie
yes.
you be? And if anybody shows up there with recording equipment, a la What's Happening, we will not kick you out.
And if you get that reference, you might want to get your
affairs
in order.
In order. That is
that
correct.
Means you are too old.
Yeah, a little too old, but you're probably all right. Hey, I'm sure this has been discussed, but it's pretty crazy to have two bowl games on successive days with nothing but orange. Like Tennessee and Illinois.
That was nice.
And now Clemson and Syracuse. Like those are the four most orange teams in big-time college football, are they not?
Who would have thought that it would be the all-orangeness over the last 2 days?
I mean, they throw the orange at you. They
now,
do.
It's not the Orange Bowl, is it?
No. It's a good point. No.
I was excited to see the Illini win. I have not paid much attention to the Illini all year, but it was pretty cool to see them win a bowl game. And I know it's a damn bowl game, and nobody. I was proud of the Illini for that moment.
And we have family. We have SCORE family in attendance at that game. Olin was there because his kids are playing. And Lawrence, tell people what you just sent me. It's the best.
The Illinois offense got the defense to jump. And James, Olin's son,
who's the center, like Olin was,
reacted exactly like Olin would have reacted. And it made me laugh much.
Because they jumped into him. Like
And he backed up and
got
started
your
laughing
ass.
And pointed.
He fell down.
And I've seen your father do that 100 times.
He fell down, was clearly laughing at them being stupid, and signaled the first down from his butt. That's exactly what Olin would do. It's amazing.
It's beautiful stuff, man. But Illinois, what Brett Bielema has done with that program is pretty amazing. And them being a team that if halfway through the season, you could say still had a chance to be CFP. I would say even three-quarters of they had a chance to be a CFP team. And just the transformation that's happened there with Bielema taking over, it's really awesome to see a coach say, all right, this is the place that I want to be. And since I want to be here, I'm not out here looking for other gigs. I am focusing on making this thing better. And I think if you look at him and down in Champaign, and I think if you look at what's happening with Cignetti in Bloomington, in Indiana, when you find a coach that gets to a place that they want to be, man, look out. When you're not trying to job jump. You're not trying to just be noticed by some other team. You're saying, I can win here. Mm. And Illini football has put money into that program, and they've given the alumni has come out for some of the NIL stuff. It can always be better, but they're getting the players and it's a place where you would want to play now. It becomes a destination. And my biggest concern with that job was always that it wasn't a destination job. But now, if you're in the Big Ten or the SEC, you can turn those into destination jobs if you want. Granted, you could also turn it into a destination job and still leave Lane Kiffin.
What you said about the place where you want to be, like, it continues to be about some level of, like, self-awareness and maturity of, like, all right, I got a real good gig and a real good spot. I think I'll just stay right here instead of looking for the buyout in the next gig. And Brett did that.
Been there, done that.
He's been through that.
He left Wisconsin for Arkansas, right?
Yes. Yeah.
For money and a theoretically more important conference and everything.
And I always hated that because back then when the SEC was split in half, the SEC West was not the place you wanted to be.
Right, but you, one of those schools thought they were going to emerge and be what Texas Tech is or what TCU is at times and all that.
And unfortunately,
stuff.
You were always going to run into Nick Saban. So like that's going to keep you from getting to the SEC title game. And I love that Brett has just said, you know what? I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go home, and I am going to take the same principles that he used to build up Wisconsin, to build up Illini football, and look at the success of it. It's excellent.
It's a great concept in sports that can go to all the different sports. Like I'm thinking in my head right now, like just we'll use coaches as the example that have been ambitious in their lives, and then they realize what they actually do best. And Rod Marinelli pops in my brain as a guy who was an extraordinarily good defensive coordinator,
overmatched as a head coach,
over 0-16 as a head coach. Vic Fangio. There's another like, and these guys deserved bites at the apple. They deserved to be head coaches, to get that, but then to kind of figure out, okay, this is who I actually am, to understand yourself, understand your limitations, and then become comfortable in a place. That's what I think about when I think of Brett Bielema. And
it's good. I'm sorry, Gabe, but, no, like, but draw it to the now, connect it to the now. Does anybody believe that Chip Kelly
that's
is
exactly
in that?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Anybody believe that Chip Kelly's in that kind of space, so he takes a Northwestern job? I don't buy it.
I think it's a means to an end. I think that there's more that he wants. But I would not think he's in that
category.
But
it might be his last resort. He might not have a choice. Yeah. He might be told, you might as well just stay here. Nobody else is going to give you a thing.
That right. his life might be cut to pieces. This
cut
is
my
his,
life
his last
pieces.
Resort.
Yeah.
I hope that I will tell you this much: with the amount of money that Northwestern is putting, like they're building what an $825 million stadium. By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the footage from the temporary stadium. And I get it; you're a Big Ten team, and you got to have a whole bunch of seats.
Pretty pretty.
I kind of wish they would have just kept that because it was gorgeous,
right on the lake beautiful.
Front, right
yeah,
there on the
right,
front.
Like on the water, like it's. So nice.
I wish I'd gone. People said it was an awesome experience to see a game there. I didn't get over there.
I know that the Red Stars September. Played there, and they were getting drawing big crowds over there. So that's why I was able to see. And I talked to some of the players, and they would say it was a beautiful to play on the lake like that up north. So I know what you mean. You want a bigger stadium, but sometimes quaint is kind of what you want it to be, right? Less seats, more demand. You're creating something there, but
and that spot right there. Like I remember, I visited Northwestern when I was a kid growing up in Jersey. Like I wanted to go to Northwestern.
Really?
Yeah. And so it visited that, and I remember being on that spot right where that is, and being like, this would be college. Oh my! I want to go here. Yeah. Let's do that. I didn't get in line.
And then Tom Sherwood like, here's 10 reasons you need to go to Emerson College now.
And Wayne Larrabee said, more arrogance from Matt Spillman. Go to Emerson like I did.
That's right. So yeah, you got.
I love Wayne. The idea that Bill Burr was like your recruiting guy, yeah, like bringing right. like you took you on a recruiting trip for Emerson.
Emerson has a pretty good list.
Yeah, it is. Bill Burr went there.
Yeah, wow. Jay Leno, Dennis Leary, Norman Lear.
Damn, oh, wow. You went to an elite college, man.
Well,
yeah,
no.
You're one of those kids.
Matt Spiegel. Matt Spiegel went
kids.
There.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't.
So here's the thing with homemade meals: eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup. Not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But anyway, didn't get in Northwestern. But yeah, that's a lovely spot. And that's the new stadium looks awesome. And you know what? That guy with the money, Ryan, you know, they put there. Bears should have asked him for the money to help them fund their own damn thing, and then they'd be staying in Illinois.
Hold on, let me check. Today is December 31st, 2025.
Do we have a shovel? Anybody got a shovel?
Exactly.
Kevin's breaking ground.
We got a shovel back there.
In his backyard, right? We decided that Kevin was going to break ground in his backyard just to say that, yep, shovel's in the ground. Did it. Didn't say where. Didn't say for what.
Wow.
So just shovels in the ground.
We're doing, you know, we got to do predictions in the year 2026. Any predictions, guys, on what's going to happen with the stadium? Is there going to be a state? Is there going to be a new state? Or we get the announcement. The Bears have re-signed with Soldier Field through 2050.
The Park District.
Yeah, and the Park District, right. Through 2050, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
If they just blow the entire thing.
The whole thing, right. And we're all just back at Soldier Field.
And Kevin's just got to be like, hey, sorry, I didn't get that done.
He's like, no Super Bowls, no Final Fours for us.
I feel like if he doesn't get that done, we're not going to hear anything.
Bye. No, Kevin, bye. Be gone.
He knows that, too.
He will have served a very important purpose, though, as he already has.
And that is?
He convinced the McCaskies to open up the cash register and the power bank for an actual head coach.
And I'll give him the credit of he probably streamlined their process.
Yes.
He absolutely did. He streamlined their process. The process is a big deal, but they were not going to pay the money and make a hire like that without him telling them it was time to do so.
But I would imagine that priority one on the hiring sheet for him was, we got to get this stadium
absolutely
done.
and people will look at it as a failure if he doesn't, of course, but I'm telling you, like, I heard Dan Weider say this morning, the biggest sports story in Illinois this past year, it's the hiring of Ben Johnson.
Yes.
That's the biggest sports story in this town.
Oh, 100%.
Is what that guy
White Sox
they got the number one pick. They're getting that Rock guy.
They're getting Rock and a Mooney.
Okay, I don't appreciate this. I got to be honest.
No, it is.
I don't like this.
I mean, the fact that the Bears got the coach that everybody had been wanting for the last 3 years and that he, like, actively chose the Bears and said in the interview, I want to be here at the beginning, and he said it again at the end.
Yeah, and what he said about the players is coming true, and they're going to host a playoff game.
It's crazy.
It's absurd.
No, and like we were talking about it, like the things that since the bye week, like, God, last year's bye was a nightmare. This year's has been great. You fixed the running game. You fixed the offensive line. You fixed the rookies. You fixed Luther Burden and Colston Loveland. You fixed Trapillo. Like, we left him for dead.
At left tackle, for sure.
Right.
Like, trying to figure out, did you draft it? Did you spend a second-round pick on a swing tackle?
Yeah.
Because that would have been a bad thing to have done.
Would have been a disaster.
Fix that quickly. The penalties. I mean, the Bears are still committing too many penalties, but there were some obnoxious games that the Bears had in terms of penalties, even in wins, like against New Orleans. And Ben Johnson, during good, better, best, would be talking about how, imagine how great this is going to be when we cut down on the penalties, which they have to some degree.
Is there a bye week where he can fix the defense?
That's a good question.
Like that needs to be a thing that happens.
Almost 400 rushing yards allowed the last 2 weeks.
That's pretty amazing. So I give them a little bit of an excuse is probably not the right word. We got to remember how good San Francisco is right now.
Totally
like
agree.
They're going to put up those kind of numbers against a lot of teams.
How about Green Bay without Jordan Love and with Josh Jacobs on one knee?
Yeah, that's not good.
What do we do about that?
That's absolutely. That is fair. That is in play. We've all known this all year.
For sure.
We haven't talked about it much because of all the spectacular individual turnovers that have been caused.
Yes.
So it's hard to really get into the Bears don't have a good defense, and unfortunately, that's the truth.
They have a plus 22 turnover differential. Second place is plus 14.
But their weaknesses are they're obvious. Like, this team struggles with play action. Like, TJ Edwards had some moments in Sunday's game where you're like, oh no, they got him. And we've seen that happen before. He also had one of the biggest plays in the game. Right? So you have all of those things kind of balancing out. If this team is forced into a situation where they're playing man, they can be exposed because Jalen isn't right yet.
Truth.
And you miss Kyler. Like, you really do miss Kyler Gordon for all of the good that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has done. And he's been phenomenal coming in there and being in place of Kyler Gordon. You see that when teams find him one-on-one or they shift and like, oh, we're motioning our guy so that if they're in man, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson going to – they go after him. And that's the type of stuff where if you don't have a pass rush, you're not going to be able to help those guys out.
So for the Oak Park boys, we talked about it briefly during the break. Robert Zupke, Bob Zupke, was the head coach
of course he was at
Oak Park River Forest High School.
Oh, I love that.
And then he went on to the University of Illinois, and he was the Illinois head coach from 1913 to 1941 and had Red Grange there. But he brought burnt orange and blue from Oak Park River Forest to Illinois, and then he coached George Halas at Illinois, who brought those colors to the Chicago Bears. So that's how OPRF's colors got all the way to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and then they had to do the opposite of the Cardinals, right? Is that what it is? Then you had to get some different colors out. The Chicago Cardinals, you got to do something different than that, you know?
I like that we owe this all to a man named Zupkowski. I mean, it seems...
It's Zupke, but that's close enough.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
It totally works. Here's what we've got planned today, because we know that you guys want to hit the streets.
True.
And get out here, get out of here
and
do stuff.
I'm all for it, yeah.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk with Patrick Manley. He's going to join us at 2:45. Matt Forte was out in, like, the wilderness yesterday. He's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Can I join you guys today?
Oh, yeah, I did hear you guys mention that. I think I heard you say Spiegel. That Matt Forte's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
But so, he saw a patch of grass and just started running.
So we were like, yeah, we can make room for you on the show today. So Matt Forte will join us at 3 o'clock today. We will turn the page. We will get people ready for Bears versus Lions. We will take a look at the other teams in the NFC playoff picture as well and discuss the hilarious tiebreaker situation in the NFC South. Dave Wanstead joins us at 5 o'clock.
Great show.
Where's Wanny?
Where's Spiggs? Is he back? Yeah, he is back.
I'm here, buddy.
That's right. And then there's a East Coast Bulls game tonight.
So we're out at 5:45.
Are the Bulls going to lose 3 against the Pelicans is what I would
say. Hope not.
They're not.
They're oddly favored in that game. I know Bulls, but they're oddly favored in that game.
Bulls are.
Bulls are.
Yeah. They're not. Oddly.
They're not good.
Buzelis is going to go off.
You got to make some money today. The Bulls are oddly favored.
Buzelis got nobody holding him back now. Everybody else
That's
is
right.
injured.
Everyone's out of the way.
That's right.
Go get it, Buzelis.
It's your world, kid.
Zach Collins been holding him back.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Kobe White, they're all hurt.
So you can go watch the Bulls and then enjoy yourself. There's fireworks on the river and at Navy Pier tonight.
Nice. You guys have a great New Year's Eve. Yeah,
happy New Year, fellas.
Thank you, folks. Happy New Year. Very grateful for the both of you.
Yes.
Times we have worked together or in adjacency.
We got a good thing going here. It will be a pleasure to keep it rolling.
All right. You guys watch out for them skateboard guys downstairs.
Oh. I kind of told them about that story. You know the story, right?
Hey, I
was there.
I know about Gabe. You don't want them problems.
It's a very big day in our relationship.
Hey, guys, have a great show.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I'll tell you during the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.